Leadership Insights from Indian Wisdom. Purandar Shriha Puramutpatakam Pravishya Paurer Bhinandyamanah Bhuje Bhujangendra Samanasare Bhuyah Sa Bhumirthur Masa Sanja. Endowed with the prosperity of Indra, having entered the city decorated with flags and being complimented by his people, he once again assumed the weight of governing the earth on his shoulders, possessing the strength of the Lord of Serpents. In this last part of Canto 2 of Raghuvansham, through the beautiful description of King Dilip's return from the service of his guru in the forest, we are told what leaders are celebrated for. The entire ecosystem of the organization rests on the ceaseless work of its leader, directed towards accomplishment of its vision. That is what is expected of the leader, and that indeed is the source of his or her strength. Youth is not. Let's observe this beautiful illustration. Ila Bhatt is a pioneer of so many movements in India, and she continues to live her purpose each day. But such is the silent impact of her actions that people may believe that some of these always existed. Greatly influenced by her grandparents involved in the Dandi March, and then her own parents, she placed her fullest faith in the practice of Gandhian principles. Among the earliest practicing woman lawyers, she used her knowledge and passion to bring together three movements: the labor movement, the cooperative movement, and the women's movement, when she started SEWA, that is, Self-Employed Women's Association, in 1972. SEWA in turn spawned tens of other sister organizations to help create outstanding self-reliance systems for marginalized women workers of all types, also giving rise to self-help groups and microfinance movements when these terms were barely known. Raman Magsaysay Award, Padma Bhushan, Member of Rajya Sabha, and tons more are minor milestones of this saga of sterling leadership. So, how are you ensuring that your plans and actions, both immediate and long-term, are raising the self-esteem and the capabilities of your people? Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.